Chris O'Brien just quit his job with Xinhua, the official press agency of the Chinese government. Mr. O'Brien has been a self-described propagandist for the Chinese government, making stilted, official, old-line Marxist newspeak sound like familiar English in the West. Not just a spinmeister, but a polisher. Chris O'Brien joins us from Beijing. Thanks for being with us.
Nice to be with you.
And tell us about some of what you polished.
Unfortunately, for Xinhua News Agency, only Chinese reporters are allowed to write the actual news stories. And so they're writing their second language. They need native speakers to make it more readable and, well, palatable for a foreign audience.
Well, can you give us a for instance, Mr. O'Brien? A phrase that you had to work over, massage and polish.
Chinese government is famed for its archaic political terminology, such as Hu Jintao has the three closenesses. The three closenesses is about controlling mass media. To translate it, it's closeness to reality, closeness to the masses, and closeness to real life. And actually, in real English, that is to make the media more relevant and attractive to the public, make it kind of a more commercial thing so people aren't completely turned off by it.
Now,
at the same time, the most important thing is to still guide public opinion.
I'm curious, though, when you would change a phrase into something that would be considered more intelligible English, was there somebody who checked it after you? I mean, they must have been worried that some British guy would stroll in and subtly undercut.
Yeah, well, yes. Well, we call them the releases to give them the kind of Xinhua title, Xinhua speak, I suppose, for final editors. Basically, just his task is to screen it for what is deemed to be sensitive content. But it's incredibly subjective. If you change a story around, put some more negative comments in, try and balance it out, some of the releases will just let it through and put it out into the wire service. Others will completely tear it up and do a real botch job on it, and it comes out incomprehensibly.
But you feel if, like, one of out of 10 stories is reasonably truthful, that you've still improved the percentage?
Well, you're under no illusions. You're not going to change the way Xinhua operates. Mm-hmm. But I always took satisfaction from, say, a decent feature about the health service. I remember one story about a Chinese couple committing suicide because they couldn't pay the medical bills. So we led with that angle. And during the piece, you actually are criticizing central government policy.
You speak some Chinese, don't you, Mr. O'Brien?
I do, some.
So if I said, Xi Xi.
Xie Xie. Thank you.
Yes. And xie xie to you, too. Thanks, Mr. O'Brien.
Xie xie.
Chris O'Brien speaking with us from Beijing. His article is on Forbes.com. This is NPR News.